Well, good morning. It's a Tuesday here on the Daily Weather View. An important Tuesday after Tax Day Tuesday. Did you sleep last night? Were you one of those ones that went to the post office at 11:59 to make sure that that tax bill was posted at 11:59 at your post office, or did you do TurboTax? You know, whatever you did, I think most taxes are done by either accountants or on TurboTax these days, but yep. Did you pay? Did you give the government that nasty, dirty money that they keep printing? You didn't print it. You had to pay. You had to pay real money. But the tax man, he deals in fake money. He take your real money and he can back his fake money with it. Yep. Or did you get it back? Did you get back them taxes? Did you get back that free loan that you gave out to the government? They didn't pay you any interest on that loan. They just used your money to take care of their nefarious deeds. Yep. Because that's what they do. They're the tax man. They can do whatever they want. I want to welcome you guys to the Daily Weathered View, brought to you guys by the guys that do the weather report, sponsored by Horrible Designs, Mad K Studio, Music Making Sense Podcast, Apex Music Systems. Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Sounds like you're hard at work there. Something I hear in the background chugging around like you got millions of stickers going out this morning.
Nope. It's a vinyl is being cut right now. It's kind of
like a who?
My vinyl is being vinyl decal being cut. Oh, God. Vinyl decal is being cut right now.
Yep. That's what you do every day. Making that money there, Jason.
Yep.
We got Ken Madden. We got Kenny here too.
Yes.
So yeah. I had an epiphany the other day.
Oh.
Yes.
Epiphanized us.
So I now know why the left wants to ban guns. You wonder why that is?
Why do they want to ban guns?
Because guns stop pedophiles. And yes, the left does not want to stop the pedophiles. They want to keep them going. So anyone that says they want to ban guns or whatnot is because they're a sympathizer for pedophiles, and guns stop pedophiles.
Gotcha.
So that's why they want to ban the guns, is because they want to keep pedophiles.
Yeah, well, that's the left and guns is an interesting world. You know, remember yesterday I told you about the shooting and stuff, the murder-suicide in the Minneapolis area, some people I knew?
Yeah, right. And that was in, was that in Chan or was that in Chaska?
Chanhassen and
Minneapolis. Okay, so Chan. Yeah,
so
Chan.
The kid, the murdering cowards, fucking jerk put out a video on YouTube that was like, you know, it was an 8-minute diatribe of like, you don't usually get to give your own eulogy, but I'm going to do it right now. And he was sitting in his car, which was ironic as a car guy, and explained not even slightly why he killed a guy, but just how the world is oppressing him, and the rich people just keep getting richer. And all he wanted to do was help save animals and be a light in the darkness. And his business has failed, and it's just he can't take it anymore. And it was, I mean, it sounded like it sounded like a person that was so completely self-absorbed, obviously mentally ill, and should have got some help.
Yep, definitely. But,
and I have zero empathy for this son of a bitch.
Yeah,
nothing. But you know, it was interesting because he was this far, far left guy, but also a gun guy.
That and is kind of weird.
Ended up in, so he ended up, I found some more details about it. And this is my, I'm having my Nancy Grace case because I'm like, oh, I sort of know what's happening. It was actually apparently Friday afternoon that this all went down, not Saturday. I was mistaken. You know, fog of war in the news. God forbid you get real information. But apparently the guy that he killed, he had stabbed him and shot him. And it's like all he talked about was this inner peace and stuff like that. And I really truly believe that these people that are supposedly good intentions that want to help people and stuff like that, and this guy was this type of personality, they cloak their need for control in trying to do good. You know, he helped animals, and he was trying to make people, trying to make this community of car people all, but he wanted to run it all. He wanted to be the control, like the kindly dictator. And a good riddance.
That sounds about right. Control.
It's a control thing, and people with good intentions, they don't actually have the good intentions. They're cloaking their need to control other human beings.
Small dick syndrome.
In an evil, evil way. Yep, in an evil, evil. It's even worse than that, because small dick syndrome, I can understand. You know, I got a little bit of that going on.
Yeah, so do I.
You know, that's why I got a.
I've got the full 3 inches.
That's why I got a giant Lincoln.
Yeah, I've got the full 3 inches. Yeah.
Exactly. So we understand that, but the left and people on the right are no different.
No, they're not.
The left has been able to. The left can sell it better.
Yes,
because the right is. Donald Trump is the picture of the kind of person on the right. He is completely self-absorbed. It's all about him. You know, he uses the need for liberty in the United States, and he loves this country. I don't doubt that for a minute. It's been really good to him and his family. But you know, these people that get into power have this. It draws the kind of person that figured out I can use, like, you know, look at AOC for crying out loud. She's like, this is a girl who's very good looking, was a bartender, was able to use that to her advantage, being a good looking bartender. Someone on the left found her and said, you are going to be awesome if we can get you in Congress. And they propped her up, and then it hit her. She realized, wait a minute, I can use all this power and just feign outrage on a bunch of different stuff. That's all stuff that I don't even know about, don't even care about, but I can feign outrage and make myself seem like I'm down with the struggle of the great unwashed masses and keep my power. And that's everything. So if you ever watched the House of Cards series, which I loved, to me it was a documentary, the American version, you know, one of the things that Frank said in that was running for president, and the people were talking about, well, don't you want to be richer? And he's like, there's rich and there's wealth and then there's power. And I will take power over wealth any time of the day, because if you have power, you can control the money.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's really good. And if you control the money, you control the people. Right. And so this all came through of watching this little video the 8-minute video of this guy that keeps getting taken down, of course, but people have recorded it in the car community because they're like, people need to hear this son of a bitch,
yep.
You know, and you know, I guess he put like $500,000 into this Carmunity app and stuff. And I know some of the other guys that work on the app, and they're good guys. And they're honestly trying, but to build a social media empire, you don't put $500,000 in it. You need to put 40, 50 million into it.
Yep.
And his complete self-loathing and woe is me. And obviously he committed suicide. And had he just committed suicide and put out the same video, committed suicide, and had not murdered that poor guy, I was like, I would have been like, you know what? I have a little empathy for him. I still don't, you know, tough shit, you know, suicide sucks, but tough shit once you've done it. You know, I think many of us have been right to that point. I've been right to that edge when I was a teenager. And I didn't jump off the cliff. I came to my senses.
Yeah.
Now he took the girl with him too, right?
No, he didn't. The girl is she's being silent right now, which you can imagine. I mean, this is the one I really feel bad for, is this girl, because, you know, the other thing that came out is it was open across social media and like on his LinkedIn page and stuff. They had a polyamorous relationship. So yeah. It was an open relationship, which means, you know, it's just everyone's screwing around. Well,
was it a married couple or was it just girlfriend? No, just a polyamorous.
This was just girlfriend stuff. So gotcha. this wasn't, no one was married in this deal. And, you know, to for this guy to come out, you know, the juxtaposition between this video of him like, woe is me, and I'm just trying to help the world. And if you're out there, you know, hug your loved one. And if you're in a great marriage, just, you know, be sure to really, you know, he's again preaching to, I'm listening to it myself with my wife next to me. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't easy. We've been married 23 years. It hasn't always been easy. Sometimes it's been really fucking hard.
And that's
he's,
true.
You know, do this. And he's telling me what I should be doing for a happy marriage.
Right.
And how, you know, I want to save people and pets and the environment and everything. You know, he bought into all the left-wing bullshit. Right. I mean, you know, like the girlfriend has a Black Lives Matter shit all over her Facebook page and stuff. She's not black. She's just a perfect person, you know. But it's like the other problem was, after it all, you juxtapose that with, yeah, but you fucking stabbed and shot a guy. And not because he attacked you in self-defense, because that would have been a different – if you went in there and confronted him and was like, hey, motherfucker, you know, you're seeing my girl and I really like her and stuff like that, and he came at you with a knife and started at you and was like, then self-defense, fine. Hey, you know, no harm, no foul. You killed him. But he didn't do that. He just went in and killed the guy.
Yeah.
And then didn't have the balls to face the music. And even on this diatribe he put in there, he never once said, I'm very, very sorry that I did this to this person in his family.
Yeah, fuck
and
him.
He said, oh, sorry for the people I've hurt. And, oh, you know, but never a direct, I fucked up and I'm going to take my own life because I don't deserve to live. It was always, I can't handle it. I can't.
He's not even good enough to be a sociopath. I mean, at least sociopaths just stay alive and kick around and make excuses for why they did what they did. And, yeah, this guy is fucking real scum, man. Unfortunately, he was mentally deranged. Yeah, it's true, man. He probably is good. Yeah, he's no better than a pedophile, for sure. Yeah, wow. Just a terrible story coming out of Minnesota, man. That's too bad. I really feel for you. And I know that you knew the guy and stuff like that. So that's just really fucking sucks, man. When people got to take each other people out, man, it's just crazy.
You don't, you know, you always, people always say that you don't expect, you know, and I honestly did not expect to ever see that. And, you know, the car community is pretty shook up right now trying to put things together. But it is a weird, there's a weird vibe, and it all started around COVID. Because this car community that I'm talking about isn't the you and me guys, Bruce, of us old 50 and 60 year olds that have muscle cars, and, you know, we go to car shows and put our lawn chairs and sit there and drink beer and talk shit about, you know, what it was like to listen to Led Zeppelin. This is a different vibe. The car shows themselves are great. There's no lawn chairs. Everyone's walking around talking. It is a lot like the Fast and Furious kind of style of show, where you see everyone standing around the street and people like talking shit to each other a little bit, but not like in a we're gonna fight kind of way, but just, you know, see over there, that's White Lightning. You know, this is Melba Toast, you know. It's a little bit of that. But then, like my son said, he says, I had to stop going to some of these things because of the drama was getting too thick, because there's a lot of girls there and guys that are just socializing. Kind of, it reminds me of what it was like in the mall in the 80s, you know, when you went to the mall to socialize with people and stuff like that. It's the same, similar kind of vibe. But it creates these weird
kind of like the cruise, kind of like the cruise, kind of like the cruise. Then, you know, yeah, so you cruise like Friday night, Saturday night, you know, and it was kind of like that pretentious, what do you want to call it, a little adventurous, but everybody at the end of the night, you know, kind of went home and everything was all cool, and you know. The girls like the guys with the fastest cars, and there's some of those girls that were just looking for guys with nice cars, and there was me with Pinto. So I mean, you know.
Well, it's interesting you mention this, because it's not just the fast cars; it's the big money. So you get the gold diggers out there too, because there's dudes showing up in Lamborghinis and Ferraris to these meets, and it's a lot of younger guys in their late 20s, early 30s that have made good money. And there's one guy, his name's Lambo Dad, and I have a lot of respect for this guy. He was addicted to drugs and stuff, got himself clean, said, you know what? I want a fucking Lamborghini. And he said, I'm going to work for him. He had nothing. He had hit bottom, homeless the whole bit. And he worked his way up through learning how to do construction, built his own construction company from nothing out of a pickup truck, got to a point where he just never spent money, lived really, really cheaply, saved every penny to the point he could go buy like a 12 or 13-year-old used Lamborghini. So he did, and he bought it. And he watched then. He goes, everybody turned on me. They were like, oh, must be nice and stuff. He's like, motherfucker, I spent 5 years working 7 days a week, you know, building this so I could afford to buy that thing. And now that I've got – now he's on his, like, third or fourth one. But the other thing he does is he uses it for good. He takes kids. He does Make-A-Wish stuff. He's always giving nice. People rides in it. And he uses it to raise money to give to homeless. I mean, he's giving back. And still – people are dogging on him about, you know, having the money. So you get these people there at these shows and, you know, with these high-end cars that are, you know, they're players and they're playing the crowd, man. And all these girls know it and they show up there. You get these hood rat girls and it's like, you know, I can see how this all got. We didn't have that. You know, every once in a while when I was growing up, someone would show up in like a Plymouth Superbird, right? Or a GTO Judge that was all tuned with a big blower or something coming out of it, and you're like, holy shit, yeah, that's pretty awesome. But it wasn't that you didn't see Ferraris and stuff. If those guys didn't come to shows and do stuff, weren't showing off, they just had those cars because they wanted those cars. It's a whole different vibe of showing off in the Instagram, TikTok kind of world. Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go, but
you bring out not the murder part, but the status part, how this guy got shunned because of his Lamborghini. It's kind of like that in small business. I've been kind of on a bent lately with a couple of people that I hang out with, and I'm just like, I kind of attune it to a donut shop. Like, you've got Dunkin' Donuts, you've got Krispy Kreme out here, national chain donuts. I'm sure you guys probably had the same thing. And and I got a small business. So I make this comparison with some of my friends. I go like, look, I said, you guys like donuts, right? They go like, yeah. And I go like, you go to where? You know, Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme? You know, they'll say Krispy Kreme. I said, well, what if I opened up a donut shop? Would you go to my donut shop? They go like, you'd be crazy to open up a donut shop. And I go like, well, why am I crazy to open up a donut shop? He goes like, well, there's Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts. You can't compete.
If you have a better product, then yeah, you can easily compete.
They don't. Here's the actual fact about that. It doesn't care whether you have a better product. It really doesn't.
Oh, it's true.
People are so fixated on a national brand, used to having that same taste, no matter what it is. And this is actually. It's stemming from my Plexus business that I have, my probiotics, my vitamins, and stuff like that. Everybody has the same kind of bitch about it, but I'm going to make it pretty vocal to my friends. Go like, look, you guys are going to CVS, Costco, whatever it is, to go get these vitamins and probiotics and the plant-based supplements that you guys are buying. Whether they're cheaper or not, or whether they're the same ingredients or not, the fact is that you're going out, you're buying something from a corporation, a big corporation, while your friend over here is sitting here trying to get a business started. Yet you're telling him how crazy he is to try to get this thing going. And on top of that, what you're doing is you're telling him that the kind of system that he's in, which is direct marketing or multi-level marketing, it's such a scam, they would never trust you and your products. How does a guy like that get up off the ground?
True.
If his friends won't even support him? That is to me, it's the craziest thing. And I can deal with this guy with the Lamborghini. Yeah.
In the small fake world of the county of Garage Logic, which is a podcast local guy out here, it's a brilliant podcast. Joe Suchere is the host, and he calls it the "You're Nuts" factor. He goes, whenever you're starting anything or doing anything, once you have to get back past the you're nuts factor, where all your friends tell you you're nuts. Everyone you talk to tell you you're nuts. Once you're past that, usually that's the place that everyone stops. They're like, yeah, you're right. You know, it's going to be too hard. I can't make, how am I going to get people into my donut shop and not go to these chain places? Well, guess what? Dunkin' Donuts was fucking around, you know, way before Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme came in.
Oh, yeah.
And kicked Dunkin' Donuts all out, and it came out of nothing. How did he do it? He got out of the you're nuts factor.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, and it's, again, there's a person, there's a mentor of all three of us that says, don't listen to people that haven't done what you're trying to do. Don't listen to them because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They might be good intentioned. Oh, we don't want you to fail. But it's like, hey, you know what? Do you want me to listen to about my artwork and art stuff? It's not going to be you two fuckers. It's going to be the guys that are making six, eight figures, you know, and those are the kind of people that I'm trying to talk to and get advice from. You know, I don't listen to, you know, I spent a lot of time people telling me, oh, you should paint like this, or you should do that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I should do that. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. You know, will you buy? That's my question now. Okay. Well, if I do that, will you buy it? Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I get the argument where, you know, I can get these probiotics over here. You know, I can get 500 for this price, you know, and you know, it's cheaper than yours. I'm going like, yeah, it might be cheaper than mine. Yeah. I'll admit that. But I'm saying the experience and the customer experience and the personal touch that I give you every day.
That's a value. That's a value.
Regardless, that's a value that you cannot pay for at Costco or at CVS or at Walgreens or at anything. Because most of the time, and Costco's pretty good about their customer service, but anybody else would just go, you'd go piss up a rope if you weren't satisfied with their product. And not only that, the products that are made by you know, the big vitamin places, you know, it's they have a word for it. I can't remember the word for it now, but they're just mass produced and made. I mean, there's a quality control. But the FDA and the medical associates won't pass them, you know, for any type of medical disease or anything like that. Rightly so. So they can use whatever items or ingredients that they want to make their vitamins. And say, hey, these are super vitamins. This is super meat.
Good talk. I don't mean to jump.
Yeah.
I gotta run. Good talk. But I got an early meeting today, so I hit out a little bit early.
Yeah.
So
we'll absolutely. Have a good day, Kate. But yeah, that's the situation that I'm going through, and unfortunately, you know, I really have to chest up to some of my friends and go like, dude, why?
Yeah.
Why are you going to this donut shop when I'm selling the same fucking donut?
Uh huh.
My donuts just taste just as good. My donuts are probably made with better ingredients than yours donuts, but you're still going to go to that donut shop. I don't understand, but you know, that's the mentality they have, and sometimes you got to overlook things like that.
Yeah,
but still, you kind of take it and you look at them and you go like, gee, thanks. You know, it's like I would be the first one to go to my friend's donut shop and tell Krispy Kreme to go fuck off. Man. But I guess it's the mentality that some people have. You know, I don't understand it, but yeah.
Yep.
crazy, right?
I get it. Yes.
So, yeah. But anyway, so next topic is that. How do you feel about voter ID there, Chase?
Voter ID?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm sorry. What?
Well, I'm just.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the thing: is that the left is going to say that it's racist to want voter ID because then. Minorities can't vote. But the same side, they want universal background checks, which require a ID, so they don't want minorities to buy guns, which is very evident. So fuck the left and just institute voter ID so you know who's voting. Because Go ahead.
Okay, well, in the very conservative part of California, Huntington Beach, down in Southern California, very conservative place, they voted a resolution into their city charter that they're going to have voter IDs during their elections, whether that be a state election, federal election, or whatnot. So I'll use your own words with you. But so the same city council or the same people that voted this out, they even have a conservative side that's even more center that is trying to sue the city for coming down with that voting pledge that they want to have voter IDs. So it's really weird here in California that the left eats the left and the right eats the right and both eat each other. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy that happens, man. I'm at the point where I'm going like, I'm not voting this year. I mean, it's going to have to take an act of God and something else to get me out there to vote in the federal election.
Yep, same here.
I'll probably vote in my local elections, but I will not vote in the federal
election. I won't vote any of the elections because fuck them all. There's nobody running that represents what I want. So.
Right. I mean, it's gonna be hard for me because, you know, I missed this primary, which is not a big deal. But as we get closer to the general election, you know, I kind of falter. But with that said, I've been the victim of voter fraud before. I think we've talked about that on this podcast before. Is that I went in 2008 and found out that somebody had already casted the vote for me. And then they gave me a provisional ballot, which, you know, I filled out and everything. And they said that they were going to go take out that other ballot. I doubt very seriously they even went out and taken that other ballot out. It didn't really matter. And then the last national election, I asked them for a receipt for my vote and they wouldn't give it. And that was only after I had to put my votes back into the machine by hand because it kept spitting out a wrong ballot. So you can't tell me that these ballot machines aren't fucking rigged up and stuff like that. I've seen it firsthand. And if the NSA and the FBI is listening, they're going to come fucking arrest me over it. You guys can, but I'm not an election denier. I just know that those machines aren't right. They're not right. If they're making your votes count out of ratio, that's wrong. You know, a vote's a vote. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get ratioed into a percentage because, you know, you're going to vote this way because most of the people in my precinct can vote this way. You know, you vote my vote, my single vote for that single candidate the way it is. And I just, that's what's turned me off about voting. But yeah, I'm all in favor of voter ID, and I will always be in favor of voter ID because I don't give a fuck whether it's racist or not. Because if you can't, you know, most people who vote, number one, are older people. The younger people don't vote. And it's almost virtually impossible for you not to get some kind of a government ID.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. It is. You have to have a government ID to even get on assistance and stuff like that. So that whole argument is bullshit when it comes down to it.
Yep.
And
the left is just very weird because on one aspect they keep saying that they don't want voter ID because it's racist. On the other aspect, they want everyone to have universal background checks because they don't want the minorities to own guns. Right. But then on the same side, they don't want anybody to own guns because they sympathize with pedophiles.
Right. Exactly. And that's the fact, dude. It's just too much, man. It's really too much. And for somebody when they swallow that stuff, and like I said, you know, I live in the land of kooky fucking liberals over here, and they actually buy into this shit, dude. And I just look at them and I go like, what the fuck is the color of the sky in your world? I mean, really? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. It takes a certain person to actually swallow all the bullshit, man. And I don't understand. I don't understand if it's something that they pump into their air, their water, their food, their what, man, or something happened in their childhood or adulthood or whatever that made them feel this way and look this way and act this way. Maybe it's the hair dye that they use to put the streak in their hair. I have no fucking idea.
I think some of it is the public education system. So if
That too, but I mean, still, I mean, I went through the public education system and I had some wacky fucking teachers But I still came out the other side knowing, you know, 1 + 1 was 1, and a guy has a dick and a girl has a fucking slit. You know, everything else. I mean, you know, cancel me. I don't give a fuck. But, you know, that's reality of everything, man. And look who came in. Look who came in.
Finally, Harkos.
Harkos is in.
Dude,
good morning,
dude,
brother.
Quit
good morning, brother.
Came in.
Yeah. That's on.
Damn.
So,
one of these days.
Harkos, I just was telling them earlier that I had an epiphany of the reason why the left wants to ban guns is because guns stop pedophiles and the left wants the pedophiles.
Why do they want pedophiles?
Because they support them. And if we have guns,
they're new voting blocks.
Yeah. Well, that's
and most it. Of them are and most of them are pedophiles.
I mean, half of the people on the left are in Hollywood, and we know how Hollywood is with kids.
Yeah. The thing I see with all that is that, you know, pedophilia, it's fucked up, but it's mainly about power, you know?
It is about power. And the left is all about power.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not just the people doing the act that it's about power, but the people who get the blackmail on those people, that's about power as well, too. And so it's a big power move, which is really fucked up because, like, really, like, you don't have enough power with everything else. You got to go to that. Like, that's fucked up. You got to fuck up somebody else's life, like, hardcore. That's really jacked up, you know? But when it comes to, like, the left in general, like, the everyday fucking ground squirrel, I think that the problem with them is that they have always been a movement of sticking up for the minority, which is a positive, right, in general. But the problem is that as time has went on, just like with the union, they have had to figure out new ways to reestablish their relevance. Because after gay marriage got legalized, they couldn't really fight for gay marriage equality anymore. So they had to find something else, you know? And so I think that is in there as well. And then, of course, another element of the power is divide and conquer. So if you get everybody arguing about trans shit and you know, gender identity, and you confuse the species as well, too, now everybody's confused. They're fighting over nonsense and stuff like that, you know? You know, we talk about it like it's a national issue, like it's a majority issue, right? We talk about it like they're 51% of the population and they're getting mistreated, when in reality, they're like 0.51% of the population, you know what I'm saying? And so I think all those things combined form this toxic cocktail, that, you know, it festers. And, you know, it's just like with the union, how the unions are just wiping out industry now because they've pushed too far. It's about control. They're, you know, the mafia born and bred situation, of course, too. But, like, it's about control. And then they've pushed too far because they had to keep their relevance, you know, in order to keep having people stay in the union and join the union and pay their dues to the union. And the union has to keep doing something, you know, and if the union doesn't keep, then the union doesn't exist anymore. And so, like, that's the thing with a lot of these movements and stuff like that, you know, I mean, if there's nothing to fight for or fight against, they got to figure out something or else they no longer exist as an organization. And that's not good for the people who are funneling the money.
Yeah, I got to push back. I got to push back, Marcos, because I got to ask you this. With the mentality that we have with everybody in the – well, I mean, you know, there's mainstream media that says we've pushed too far. The left has pushed too far. The unions have pushed too far. The teachers have pushed too far. The pedophiles have pushed too far. The transition – have pushed too far. It's time to right the boat. It's time to do this. It's time to do that. And yet, when it comes down to asserting that feeling, when you go to your election box or whether you try to change the culture, whatever, they succumb to whatever it is that is making the loudest voice. And usually that voice is just the status quo. Stay with the status quo. Stay with the pedophiles. Stay with the transgender. Stay with the guys playing girl sports. Stay with this. Stay with that. Because nobody has the fucking balls to stand up. If I was a girl playing girl sports, and some guy came onto the fucking scene and wanted to play my sport, I would just not participate.
Yeah.
And just let that happen. Yeah. Well, and this is not happening. This is not happening.
They're starting to do it.
And that's not happening across the board. It's not happening across
the board. They're starting to do it, though. Women are starting to push back. Yeah. Women are starting.
But where's the Million Women March? Where's the big women? Where's the feminists? Where's those women that were pounding the fucking, pounding on the ground, looking for their rights and everything else? And now we got men with dicks, guys with dicks, saying and trying to and actually forcing their protocol on the women's movement. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have no sympathy at all for the women these days when they gripe and cry about what's happening to them, because they have not shown that force that they used to show against the establishment and against us men, saying, like, look, we are here and we're here to stay. Well, they're not here to stay anymore because they're letting men, guys with dicks, freaking dictate how they're going to act in society and how they're going to accept them in society, acting as
well. Well, I think that the problem is that some of these women are pushing back. However, they don't have enough of the men to support them. I'm not saying that, women have to have men to support them. However, back when Women's Lib was coming up, just like when black people were getting their rights and stuff, they had to have the white male majority backing them in order for that movement to not get crushed in its place, right? In order for it to actually succeed. And obviously, yes, I know Lyndon Johnson was a piece of shit racist Klansman, remember, and he did it to enslave the black population mentally. But like when it came to Women's Lib and stuff like that, they had to have a certain amount of the majority of men that actually supported them and stood up for them against the other men who didn't want it to happen, right? Well, that's not happening right now. Right now, men have become so bitch-made, as I like to call it, right? They become so bitch-made because of, being raised by very, very hyper-emotional females, not just their moms, but other females and stuff like that, because of generations of taking high doses of estrogen in the form of birth control for generations upon generations, then that going into the water supply and having a bunch of estrogen all over the water, plus all of the phytoestrogens from soy and all these other plants that we're having in our diet unnaturally, and then the GMOs portion of it that exacerbates that level in there. All these men have become more irrational and feminized. And what that causes is it causes the men to be more docile. And, at the end of World War II, I can't remember what group it was, but there was a group that said that they wanted to figure out how to end war. And in order to end war, they had to end aggressiveness in men. And that's what they've been doing. But it goes back to Hitler saying, first you get the women, then come the children, so follow the men, right? And that's because when the women get when you control them, then when they leave the husband and raise the kid mostly by themselves, now that kid has been, raised by that woman who has been conquered by the state. And then that kid is now a little bit bitch and then keeps on going and going and going and going. And I think that that's what a lot of the problem is that there's not enough real men in society that will stand up for all this shit because, especially white men, they've been beaten down for fucking decades because of what a bunch of fucked up pieces of shit did back in the fucking 1400s through the 1850s, right? With slavery and the Jim.
Yeah, we're a dying breed. We are definitely a dying breed.
And Jim Crow and stuff like that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, because of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and lynchings and the Klan and stuff like that, a lot of white men are afraid to stand up for a lot of shit because they've been told that they were that. And then all those abusive pieces of shit that would beat their wives. We got told, oh, well, you can't be abusive to your women. You can't control your woman because then you're like those abusive wife beaters. And so all that kind of stuff is psychological on top of all the chemistry shit going on. It just makes men a lot more docile. And what that causes is it causes a situation to where when women actually need the help, there's so few men that will actually stand up because most of them have subserved to feminism and fucking femininity and become not masculine because masculinity is seen as toxic and all that shit. You know, like there's a combination of so many fucking things that are at play as to the reason why when men fucking get some fake tits and put on a dress and say, I want to go run track and do a 4440 or whatever the fuck it's called, right? And honestly, I don't even know what that means. I just hear it all the time. whatever.
That means you're really fast.
I know it's about running. But because you tell I don't follow sports because I'm a bitch ass man. But they I think that's a distraction. I think sports is a distraction. You know, sitting around all day watching sports and knowing all these stats about your favorite team. Well, guess what? I just ratted off a bunch of stats. A lot of those bitch ass men don't fucking know. They can tell you who ran what and how many yards and all that bullshit for their fantasy fucking sports team. Because see, it's bad enough with sports that you sit and you watch the game and you're like, yeah, that's my team. My team's doing it. But now they have a whole new element of it called fantasy sports. So not only are you on the weekends when the sport is playing, you're watching it and having them be the masculines and you're cheering them on because you're sitting on your ass drinking beer and eating Cheetos and getting fat and lazy and ignoring your fucking wife and your kids and shit like that. But now they have the fantasy sports so you can make believe that you actually control a team on top of that even more. And instead of actually doing it, like instead of volunteering for the local little league or the local fucking football team and shit like that to be a coach or a fucking part of the thing. Like, I don't know about y'all, but in my area, like they have a hard time getting enough fucking men to be coaches. That half the time on these baseball teams, they got women coaches. You know what I'm saying? Like, and okay, cool, fine. But I'm talking about it's because they can't get enough volunteers that ended up that the moms don't end up being like, well, I got to be here anyway to bring the kid. I might as well just be the coach, right? And so then they have to go learn how to fucking play baseball and shit, like stuff like that, like that kind of shit. All of that is what is creating a situation in our society that is causing complete chaos. I mean, it's that saying, weak times or hard times make strong men make weak times, or good times make weak men make hard times. It's that on steroids like a motherfucker, dude. Like I was telling my kids yesterday, I'm like, look, I hope your old generation fixes this shit because my generation has pissed it down the drain. And so you guys are next up. So, cause I mean, my kids obviously I'm an influence on them, but at the same time, like they have more radical views on some of this shit than I do. So, I mean, and it's not cause they're trying to one up me. It's because they are dealing with this bullshit day in and day out. And they're like, yo, this is fucking retarded. Like one of my sons straight up, he's like, no, that's a guy.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. And what the travesty is that there are guys like us, Harkos and Jason and Ken, who are that man, who are that male. You know, we are males. We believe in male stuff. We believe in all that other stuff. Yet we see this stuff coming down and we realize what's going on and we know what the problem is and we know what the mitigating factors that resulted in that, yet we cannot pull our own men, our own males out of their quagmire because number one, they're either afraid of the social backlash that they're going to get or the woman that they have that believes in that stuff and things like that, because they want to keep the peace with everybody. And then they're not at peace with themselves. So, you know, circling back to our opening conversation with Ken, with the guy that that was in a polyamorous relationship and killed his buddy. They're just angry at themselves. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to be a man. They don't know how to be a male. And there's women out there that are looking for guys that are desperate right now for a male, a man, somebody who is virile, somebody who is dominant, somebody who is going to be a yin to their yang, you know. And, you know, like I said, I don't have a lot of sympathy for what's going on with the way that some people are acting against women. I mean, you got people in New York, women in New York that are getting slugged. They're getting sucker punched by guys that are punching them and running away. And then they're wondering why that the men just stand around and don't do anything about it is because we've been proportioned to, you don't want us to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Or we're going to get prosecuted for going down and helping you out. You know, yeah, we're being bashed at every fucking turn.
I've seen a lot of younger TikTok influencers who are basically saying that they're not going up and hitting on women anymore because they're afraid of getting ostracized in everything for doing that. Now they're not even making a chance at all, or they're not making an effort because of the bullshit that we get from the women. So it's like, fuck it. Why even bother?
Yeah, why even bother? Why even bother? It's right. Why even bother? Some of the stupidest shit that I see is there's that one show. I think it's a podcast called Whatever, where the guys will interview these girls that are totally empty spaces. Just, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but just totally empty spaces, and they'll back them into a corner to where, you know, they want to be these women. They want to be these nurturers of the transgenders and stuff like that. Yet they'll ask them questions that are pointed enough that'll run them in a direction enough where they hang themselves, you know, into a situation where they have to either admit that they're for or against men or whatever the subject may be. They have to be that way. It's funny as hell because I don't know whether it's the youth of women or whether it's the mothers who brought them up, or like I said, the fluoride in the water or whatever. I'm just flabbergasted now. I'm speechless. Put it that way. I'm speechless, and I don't know which way to turn. I don't have to turn anyway because I'm 64 years old. I don't have to turn anymore. So I can just be my crotchety old man for the rest of my life. My wife loves me. She loves me because I'm a man, and I'm going to protect her like a man, and I don't have to worry about the transgender or anything like that or pedophiles or shit like that because that stuff's over in my life. But when I look out at society and I see some of the people that I hang with, or at least I socialize with, whether or not that I hang out with them or break bread with them or not, I see the demise that they're going through and the social pressures that they have as they go forward through their lives. And I can do nothing but smack my head and just shake it and just go like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing with some of the polyamory stuff, just to kind of roll back to that, is the situation with that sometimes is especially when it's woman induced. Like when the woman wants to be polyamorous more than the guy does, it's because that guy, he's fulfilling her emotional portion, which is positive, but not a lot of some of the other elements. So a lot of times they go for a guy. They want to be dominated in the bedroom, right? They don't want to be dominated in lifestyle. They want to be dominated in the bedroom. So there's still that element. And then, but what that also does is that also establishes the role of, you know, like the man, he'll be like, okay, yeah, you can kind of do this certain thing or whatever, but you know who you actually answer to type of situation. And so like they actually want that kind of a situation. It's very interesting. And I've participated in it from an outside angle. And it was very telling because Like this girl I met online or whatever, right? And she was like, oh yeah, I'm in an open relationship with my husband or whatever. He's exploring his bisexuality with guys, and I just really want to be dominated. He's not into that anymore, right? And I'm just like, okay, well, come here, right? And so, and I even talked to him, and he was like, go for it, dude. I'm like, okay, fine. What, you know, I'm like he was 100% into it. Well, they ended up getting divorced because he's gay, right? So there's that. But like, it's a lot of times it's not 100% because the dude's gay. It's just like the woman. They have different needs, and it goes to, so Cat Williams in his special called Pimp Chronicles Volume 1, which never had a Volume 2, but anyway, Pimp Chronicles, he had a comedy special, and he was talking about bitch ass men, but he was calling them the N-word, right? Bitch N-words, right? And yeah. He was saying that, you know, a lot of these different tricks that bitch ass men do in order to get women is actually being detrimental to society as a whole. And, you know, there's a lot of guys who will, you know, like either play or act or play around with being bi or something like that, you know, or being a little queer, because that's seen as less aggressive to a lot of these women who are told these horror stories, which some of them are horror stories. I saw my mom fall victim to it, of men beating and controlling women and stuff like that. They don't want that. I mean, like, yeah, obviously that makes sense. But since they don't want that so much, or maybe their dad was like that, they go to the complete opposite. And the complete opposite is basically a chick with a dick. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they actually get that, right. You know? And it's right. Just... Right. When that happens, though, is that they're fulfilled on one angle, but not on some of their more primal instincts. You know what I'm saying? And so then that's why polyamory starts up and stuff like that as well in that kind of a situation, is because, you know, there's different situations with that. Like they call it different things, but it's a lot of times, you know, whether the guy wants to know about it or not depends on a lot of different factors as well, too. But it's like, It's a kink. It's the way for them to get their primal animal sexual urges out from doing that.
It's still power.
Yeah, there's that too.
It's still power.
Yeah, there's definitely that too. Yeah, but it's just interesting. Like they want to release the power that they have been given by society over men, but they want to release it in a controlled way. Okay, fine. Makes sense to me, right? But like I don't know. Some situations it works and some it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, the woman wants to be controlled in the bedroom. Okay, cool. But then also like they're like halfway subservient outside of the bedroom as well too. You know what I'm saying? They want the man to lead type of situation, you know, lead, not beat. Right. And I'm that kind of a guy. I'll lead. I'm not going to fucking beat you, you know, and shit like that. They want that kind of a stuff. And so it's like, it just depends on us to actually, to be like that, you know, and not let society try to pressure you into thinking, oh, well, you have to do this. You have to do that. It's like, no, fuck you. I'm going to live my life how I want to. And if there's a situation like myself who I, you know, I've been single for months and barely ever found any woman who's halfway legit. Well, okay, so be it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still out here looking. I mean, I haven't given up, but at the same time, I'm like, yep. Look, like a lot of these women are fucking garbage. Like they don't want somebody like me. You know what I'm saying? But they right. Know they need somebody like me, but they don't want somebody like me because they want that yeah. Bitch ass dude. But,
yeah, yeah,
but then exactly. They get upset exactly. About that bitch exactly. Ass dude being a bitch ass dude. It's like, what do you expect? You know?
Well, this conversation had all kinds of twists and turns today. Didn't get to everything I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to some space junk and everything else, but I'm already in the parking lot and I need to shut this down, but I wanted to leave you guys because we started out with taxes, and I just wanted to leave you guys with just a little bit of reality here before we leave today. Okay, so we all just paid taxes. Some of us pay taxes quarterly. I pay taxes yearly. I paid in today, so those bitch-ass freaking DC guys didn't get any type of my money during the year and stuff like that, so I had to pay them. Most of you guys that are getting your money back, hey, funny, you just loan the DC government a bunch of money without getting any interest.
Interest-free loans.
And have fun. Yeah. Interest-free loans, and yeah, see if you don't get what kind of interest you get if you don't pay your taxes. But anyway, the White House was unable to track $6.2 billion sent to Ukraine.
Of course.
Here in California, $24 billion was spent to combat homelessness, and they cannot account for it. The Pentagon was unable to track $2.3 trillion of military spending. The U.S. Treasury was unable to track $5 trillion for pandemic spending. But the IRS, Elizabeth Warren, and all those people, what they want to know is if you paid somebody $601.57 out of your Venmo or your Cash App account.
Yes.
They want to know about it.
Oh, yeah.
They have to know. Fuck them all.
Yes, they do. Fuck them all, guys. Fuck them all. What? So I hope you guys had a good time listening to the podcast. We do this from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Pacific time, exactly. The best time in the world.
Leftover time. Pacific time.
Left.
I want to thank Jason from Horrible Designs. I want to thank Harkos from the Music Making Sense podcast. He just dropped another podcast. He also runs Apex Music System, and Mad K Design. Ken was on here earlier, and he is now gone. And I just want to wish you guys a great day, and be good to yourself.
And
we'll see you later.
And
we'll
make sure y'all watch out, later. Because the last time the Pentagon couldn't account for a couple trillion dollars, we had 9/11. So just be on your toes.
There you go. There you go. Have a good day, guys. We'll see you.